to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Professor Schwaber for being with us for over an hour. And what we're talking about, yeah, it is real time happening as we speak today. Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. struck another small boat off the waters of Venezuela. The Republican president said Tuesday in a post on social media, this is according to reporting by AP, that six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike. This is the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean as the Trump administration continues to assert without evidence, without subjecting its factual claims to any review by Congress or any court or any international body of law, that it is treating drug traffickers, as unlawful combatants. Again, that's garbage. Being a criminal doesn't mean that you are actively engaged in a military conflict with the United States of America. So again, thank you to Professor Schwaber. I want to move on now to an update on the shutdown. We are learning, of course, over the course of the last few days that Russell Vogt, one of the primary architects of Project 2025, is firing thousands of federal workers. And, you know, this is, of course, on top of the DOGE cuts seemingly at random. But what's incredibly interesting about this particular moment is that the president has clearly stated numerous times that basically he's going to use the shutdown as a pretext to target Democratic programs, Democratic or people that may lean towards Democratic candidates that are working in the federal government, that it only will be Democrats working in the federal government who don't get back pay. This is called viewpoint discrimination, and presidents don't get to do this. It's illegal. And all of this, again, there was a massacre, a midnight massacre at the CDC over the weekend. It started late on Friday night. They laid off a number of absolutely key staffers, including people who are basically like outbreak investigators. And all of this, of course, happening while we have one of the largest outbreaks of measles in our nation's history going on. We have measles cases in the state of Wisconsin here at home. It's really bad. And now this week they say, oh, there was a coding error. We didn't mean to fire some of those CDC officials. Incompetence, animus, illegality, whatever it is, this is really, really bad. And it's placing all of us at grave risk for our health and safety. If you've got a kid that's a kiddo that's got special needs, guess what else they just cut to basically nothing, nearly eliminating? The U.S. Department of Education's Office of Special Education and Rehabilitative Services. They fired nearly everyone. So what? There's just no one looking at special education programs or IEPs or any of that stuff in the federal government anymore? My goodness. In a Friday court filing just this past week, the Justice Department said that more than 460 Education Department employees had been laid off. So that's another fifth of the agency's already hamstrung workforce. And nearly 90% of the Education Department overall is furloughed. So if you haven't gotten fired, you're nearly certainly on furlough. I don't know if Donald Trump knows this, but Republicans have kids with special needs too. It's not some Democratic program. It's just people, the people that he's supposed to represent, all of us. And yet, despite that clear requirement of a president to represent all of us, to engage with the law without preference, without favor, to execute the law without favoritism for those that support him or not, the president has affirmed over and over again that he's going to use the shutdown to target Democrats. However, he's figuring out what different employees of the federal government think. By the way, that's scary. Wired reporting that ICE is now going to have a team that's monitoring all social media 24/7 to, I don't know, find out people that disagree. But let's listen to Donald Trump talk about firing Democrats, talk about cutting only Democratic programs, and last but not least, talk about no back pay for Democrats who are furloughed. Again, how they know this might be very, very scary to find out. Let's start with the firing Democrats.
Russell Vogt said the reductions in force have begun related to this shutdown. How many layoffs have you authorized for this first round, and from which agencies?
And it would be Democrat-oriented, because we figure, you know, they started this thing, so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot, and we'll announce the numbers over the next couple of days, but it'll be a lot of people, all because of the Democrats. I mean, they want to give $1.5 trillion to people that came into the country.
So we've got him firing Democrats. How they're going to figure that out, I don't know. Let's hear him cutting only Democrat programs.
And we'll be making cuts that will be permanent. And we're only going to cut Democrat programs, I hate to tell you. I guess that's...
Yep. Again, illegal. And last but not least, no back pay, but no back pay just for those Dems.
Is it the White House's position that furloughed workers should be paid for their back pay?
I would say it depends on who we're talking about. I can tell you this, the Democrats have put a lot of people in great risk and jeopardy, but it really depends on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're going to take care of our people. There are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of, and we'll take care of them in a different way. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, by firing them. This is not how the federal government should work. It is illegal. It is suppression of people's freedom of thought. And when we come back, I talk about the thing that I promised to talk with you about, this perversion of Christianity deployed by MAGA and Donald Trump. It ain't Christian. And by the way, our country wasn't founded as a Christian nation either. We discuss next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.